There's an ancient Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. But isn't it worse to accept the crimes of those corrupted by year on year of using fear to silence opposition, who abuse their position of power to force us to cower under their criminal hypocrisy, sadistic bureaucracy, economic autocracy, where the elite make money in a land of milk and honey, while insisting regular souls have no right to fight for a decent job, a reasonable pension. The tension between those who have and those who have not is what has become impossible to ignore. For in Syria, even the children daub the walls with calls for change, while in Benghazi, rebels pray for the day Gaddafi's stranglehold will be broken. Students in Yemen want more than a token promise that poverty won't pass from father to son. In Bahrain, the pain of division cuts deep as Shia protesters weep to see their pearls smashed to bits. Yet in Tunisia, terror no longer sits so comfortably. Political prisoners are free at last to let go of the past. A 40-year-old man in Cairo beams with infinite patience as he waits to vote for the very first time, because it's no longer a crime to have his own views on the news. And in London, perhaps West can learn from East as we see how on the street people march to the beat of their conviction that hope is worth the risk.